Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody out there. Brenda's not feeling well tonight. She's a little under the weather, so I'm going to take it alone. Pretty angry. I am actually more than angry. I'm livid. I'm livid at what has just happened these past few days. By the way, first I want to say Happy New Year, everybody. This is the start of a new year. And so far, it has not been a good one. We've had the second police officer that was assassinated in his car. God rest his soul. He was laid to rest on Sunday. And NYPD, blue, the men in blue, utmost respect for you. And I support you turning your back on that mayor because he doesn't deserve your respect. And I know that the officers, both of them, Ramos and Lou, were both cheering you on, because had it not been for de Blasio and his hatred for the cops, I don't think this would have happened. And not only that, but to boot, this Judge Jones, I think her name was, do we not have law and order? Do we not have the rule of law anymore? She went ahead and she took a suspect that was, hauled into, who was arrested for posting pictures of and saying that he wants to shoot a cop and holding a gun to a police officer in a car, posting these pictures on social media, and one judge wanted $250,000 bail, and this other judge said no bail. Well, the guy, the suspect, already had warrants out for his arrest for not showing up for court appearances. And the law, do we not have a law anymore? So this guy is now roaming the streets, and guess what? He didn't show up for the court appearance. Is this judge that stupid that she didn't know? Oh, you know how we'll let you go because you're such a fine, upstanding citizen. I'm furious that we have the law. We have a rule of law. This country is based on laws. And this president and his cronies up there in the DOJ's office obviously don't care about the law because they obviously are turning a blind eye on it all. On Sunday, somebody said they're Black Panthers, but they were actually black, just a bunch of black protesters that went running into establishments where people were eating their brunch, reading off the names of people that were shot by cops. Again, these people probably would not have been shot by cops had they not resisted arrest. If they didn't break the law in the first place, if they didn't try to beat up a cop, or if they didn't try to take the cop's gun. This is outrageous. And nobody is stopping these people. As a matter of fact, Bill de Blasio, the mayor, and his crony, Al Sharpton, tried to make amends there to the police officers after Officer Ramos's funeral, and they couldn't come to terms. Well, of course you're not going to come to terms with somebody who hates cops. But who's that son of a bitch call when he's being harassed and he's getting death threats? That son of a bitch calls the cops. So if you get a bullet in your head, I'm not going to cry, Mr. Sharpton, because I'm not going to call you reverend, because you're not a reverend. You're a piece of shit. I am just sick and tired of these people being allowed to do this. They're not being stopped. And now the police don't even arrest the people anymore for crimes because it's not worth it. So there goes the rule of law. And Obama said the Republicans wanted to take them back into the 50s. And no, this is what Obama's doing. This is ridiculous. It's horrible. I don't care if you're black, white, red, yellow, green. We're all people, human beings. All lives matter. And this shit has just got to stop. You don't see all over, plastered all over the news, the protests that happened on Saturday for the police, supporting the police. No, because there weren't riots. There weren't buildings burning. There were people standing in front of police departments in all different areas holding up signs saying, "We support our police." In one area here in North Carolina, Dunkin' Donuts sent out hot chocolate to the protesters. Another one in Durham, police chief came out and thanked them and asked them to come back on Friday the 9th. Friday the 9th is, I hope that's the right date, the 9th, this Friday. They're asking for Police Appreciation Day. So if you can get to a police station or if you see a cop, stop and thank them because they are appreciated. They're the first ones anyone calls when something happens. And they don't say, are you white or black? They just do their job because that's what they do. They took the oath to serve and protect their communities, and that's what they do. And this bullcrap is just that. It's horrible how people are acting. They're acting like animals, and animals need to be caged. And I would be the first one to say yay police when they get them and round them up. Because that's what animals are like. It's horrifying. Just horrifying country is going to. And that's just on the regular local level. That's not even to do with big politics. That is with Congress and all. We live with a rule of law, and if these people don't get reined in, we're all going to end up dead. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, and I don't know very many people who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And you think white privilege? Think again, because affirmative action stopped white people from getting jobs so that people that didn't qualify would get them. Okay, I think we took off, if you're black or white, off different types of applications, which, okay, that's good, because I want to be hired on my merits, not by the color of my skin. And I don't know anybody who wants to. Are you that bad that you think because you're black, it's owed to you? Because you're white, it's owed to you? Nothing is owed to anybody. Your parents gave you birth. Nobody owes you anything. Nobody. Black, white, green, purple, I don't care. You sink or swim. And if you don't know how to swim, learn. because there's plenty of people and plenty of opportunities out there where you can. Nobody's holding anybody back except for yourself. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of my frustrations. Because, again, there was more police that were shot at today in the Bronx because they were robbing a store and they were shot. It's despicable. And then they did get three suspects, and that was the last I heard. So anybody knows anything else, give us a call. Give me a call. The number is 347-237-5087. And that's just part of my rage for tonight. Just a part of it. Because now that we have the new year and the new Congress, I'm so disappointed because I was so hopeful that the new Congress would be changes. But as we know, if nothing changes, nothing's going to change. And now we have Bonehead for another 2 years. And some representatives were out there saying, oh, they don't really not want him. This is just some kind of ploy and just stupid stuff. It's not a ploy. People wanted Bonehead removed. He's done nothing for us. He has taken lessons from the Democrats, from Nancy Pelosi on that Cromness bill, giving it to them at the 11th hour and having them read over 1,000 pages or so for less than a day. They had to read it and research what was in it. No human being really could do that. It's despicable. And then, from what I understand, he made changes at the 11th hour. And it was passed. So once again, we the people are screwed. And I really hope and pray that this Congress will, all right, because we now have this both Congress, both the House and the Senate, bills are going to get passed. Now, Obama was like, you know, being smart ass that he is, saying how he didn't have to use his veto pen often. Well, no, because no bills made it to his desk, thanks to Harry Reid. Harry Reid wouldn't give him anything. So nobody, very few people that don't pay attention, don't know this. So it's our job to make them learn, to make them know this, to educate these people on what is going on. So we know that the first bill is going to be the Keystone Pipeline. And Obama doesn't want it. And the arrogant SOB is already saying he'll veto it. So I'm really hoping people pay attention more to who's doing what. I know I just got off that Bonehead rant that I was getting on to, but there was a lot involved with that. So now that we have the Senate and the House, we can hope that things change. I'm afraid to be hopeful. I honestly am, because I don't trust anybody in there. There were representatives that went in a few years back that were in by the Tea Party. And they get there up to Washington and they get flipped. So now it's not about the Constitution and the rule of law. It's about what's in it for them. And that worries me. Because the establishment has taken these people, these regular people, who want the same things as we do. Now, another thing, with all the technology that we have, there is no reason for Congress to all be in Washington. That's not what our founding fathers wanted. If you look at your states, your state legislature, they're not in session all year round. They go for a few weeks at a time. And then they do whatever they do, their regular jobs, their regular lives. They have, in Congress, we the taxpayers pay their expenses. We pay their air travel. We pay their meals. We pay their freaking haircuts we pay. And they live large. And they keep spending our money. And what do we get? Nothing. Nothing at all. Bonehead here gets reelected. And already, he's taking revenge. He's secured his third term, and I'm reading this. This is out of Politico. He's secured his third term as Speaker, losing 25 votes on the House floor to three relatively unknown members of the House Republican Conference. But he's punishing those who betrayed him. First up, Florida Rep. Daniel Webster and Richard Nugent. The pair will be booted from their spots on the House Rules Committee, according to the sources. Let's see, what else? Oh, sorry, that's all this one had. But, he's now got that power, and it really saddens me. It saddens me. Here's the 25 Republicans, and remember these names because these are the 25 that voted against him. Representative Justin Amash from Michigan, Rod Blum of Iowa, Brad of Virginia, Jim Bridenstine of Oklahoma, Kurt Clawson of Florida, Scott DeJarlis of Tennessee, Jeff Duncan, South Carolina, Scott Garrett, New Jersey, Chris Gibson of New York, Louis Gohmert of Texas. I'm so sad that he lost. Paul Gosar of Arizona, Tim Holtkep of Kansas, Walter Jones of North Carolina, Steve King of Iowa, Thomas Massey, Kentucky, Mark Meadows, North Carolina, Rich Nugent, Florida, Gary Palmer of Alabama, Bill Posey, Florida, Scott Ridgel of Virginia, Marlon Stutzman of Indiana, I think that's Brenda's rep, Randy Weber of Texas, Daniel Webster of Florida, Ted Yaho of Florida, and Brian Babin of Texas. So remember those names, people. Those are the ones that we need. They want to help us. Now, I'm glad that they didn't vote for him. I'm saddened that Louis Gohmert lost. And Louis did do a press release this afternoon. And he says, "We made a difference today. The results were not what we hoped for, but the voices of tens of thousands of Americans were heard by the people on Capitol Hill. Phone lines all over Capitol Hill were lit up by voters letting everyone here know they will know the will of the American people. This was always about one thing, trying to have a speaker who is sensitive to the will of the American voters. As I repeatedly made clear, this was never about one person. We knew that if everyone were present, we needed 29 votes for anyone other than a current speaker. If we archive that, then either after the first ballot or second, we would have had a conference of Republican members of the Congress to likely agree on a compromise candidate. The goal was to have a new speaker with wisdom and honesty to lead Congress. The fight does not end today. Woo, Louie, go for it. Our cause is a worthy one, and we will continue. We must not be breaking our promises to the American people. We must keep the momentum that we created so that the House of Representatives can be called as intended, the people's house, and not just rubber stamp for broken promises. This is not the last battle. We will have a president acting as if he were the executive, legislative, and judicial branches all in one. We also need a House and Senate that are kept accountable. After being told that we should now all come together and work together, if we have been told late today that two of our congressmen are being taken off the committees they were on simply for voting like their voters wanted. So it appears before we can work together, we are now going to have another fight. It will be a shame if the Speaker of the House, who has much power, is a sore winner." Amen. Just amen. That's words spoken like a true leader, because that's what the American people wanted. American people wanted a new House Speaker. This is just despicable again, because they are not listening. Now, the job of the Speaker of the House, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The Speaker of the House has been an organic part of the Anglo-American legislative process for centuries. The British House of Commons elects its Speaker, but the Crown, at least formally, must approve of this selection prior to the independence. Now, that's prior to its independence. Okay, so under Article 4 of the Articles of Confederation, 1781, Congress of the United States had the power to appoint one of their number to preside, provided that no person be allowed to serve in the office of president for more than 1 year in any term of 3 years. At the Constitutional Convention, however, the framers undoubtedly drew on a model of the Massachusetts Constitution of 1780, which provided that the House of Representatives shall choose their own speaker, appoint their own officers, and settle the rules and order of proceeding to own house. Okay. So, we know this. But because the speaker has the power, and he hasn't been listening to the people, he's been golfing with Obama. Now, I'll say this again, and I've said it before. There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever they are holding something over Bonehead's head. No doubt in my mind, because if you recall, a few years ago, when Bonehead went to stop Obamacare, it came out for a very short period of time, and then it disappeared. It just went poof, and nobody ever talked about it again. It was of his finances. It was of his finances of campaign contributions or something like that. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I remember there was an issue. And Bonehead cowered, and he's continuing to cower. So it's not about the people anymore. It's about their own self-centered, self-righteous wills and what's in it for them. Because we all know that Obamacare is unconstitutional. We all know it. We all know that it's a tax. And we all know it's about control. And we know that the reason it was passed is because it was a tax. But again, the House has the purse strings, not the judge, not the Supreme Court, and not the Senate. The Senate cannot just impose taxes. But there again, that's what they did. And here we sit. All American people are screwed. Now, I'm going to go back to, we had a caller here on the show a couple of weeks ago. And we, back in, oh, geez, here. I have the article up here, but it's actually just, let's see. The heading of the article is "The United States isn't a country. It's a corporation." And under the law, back in 1871, there it is. That's the one I wanted. Okay, it was a House bill in 1871. Okay, I don't know why my computer just froze. Okay. 107th Congress of the United States, and it's H.R. Bill 3162. And it goes on, and it held to the city of Washington on the third day of January 2001. Wait, I think this is the wrong one. Dagnammit. Sorry, folks. I should have had this prepared, but I'm sorry, I wasn't. I was working a full day today, which is always a good thing. because I like to earn my own keep. I don't live off of anybody. Okay, this is just totally not the one that I'm looking for. All right. Well, anyway, I'll give a little synopsis. Oh, here we go. Here's where it starts. Going back to the year 1871, which was the beginning of the decline of the Republic, when we examine what happened during that time in our history, we begin to piece together this troubling, perplexing puzzle that is America. Only then should we answer as to whether we are indeed a free people or not. So if we roll back, the date is February 21st, 1871, and the 41st Congress is in session. I refer to the Acts of the 41st Congress, Section 34, Section 3, Chapters 61 and 62, on this date in the history of our nation. Congress passed an act titled, An Act to Provide a Government for the District of Columbia. This is also known as the Act of 1871. What does this mean? Well, this means that Congress, under no constitutional authority to do so, created a separate form of government for the District of Columbia, which is a 10-mile square parcel of land. So, the act was passed at a vulnerable time in America. Our nation was essentially bankrupt, weakened, and financially depleted in the aftermath of the Civil War. The Civil War itself was nothing more than a calculating front for some pretty fancy footwork by corporate backroom players. It was a strategic maneuver by European interests, the international bankers, who were intent upon gaining a stronghold on the neck of America. Now, is this all sounding familiar? Because Obama is bringing us to our knees. So, the Congress realized that our country was in dire financial straits. So they cut a deal with the international bankers. In those days, the Rothschilds of London were dipping their fingers into everyone's pie, thereby incurring a debt to said bankers. If we think about banks, we know that it is not just, they do not just lend us money out of the goodness of their hearts. A bank will not do anything unless it's in the best interest of the bank, obviously. So there's some sort of collateral. And it was true, in convening, international banks were not about to lend a floundering nation any money without some serious stipulations. So they devised a brilliant way of getting their foot in the door to the United States, a prize they had coveted for some time, but had been unable to grasp thanks to our founding fathers who despised them and held them in check. And thus, the Act of 1871 was passed. In essence, this act formed the corporation known as the United States. Note the capitalization because of its importance. Oh, because it is important. This corporation, owned by foreign interests, moved right in and shoveled the original organic version of the Constitution into a dusty corner. With the Act of 1871, our Constitution was defaced, in the sense that the title was Our Constitution was defaced in the sense that The title was Block Capitalized for the and the word for was changed to the word of in the title. The original constitution drafted by the founding fathers was written in this manner, Constitution for the United States of America. United States was not capitalized. The altered version reads, this is all capitalized, the Constitution of the United States of America. It is the corporate constitution. It is not the same document you might think it is. The corporate constitution operates in an economic capacity and has been used to fool people into thinking that it's the same parchment that governs the republic. It's absolutely not true. Now, I've read part of this, and looking at our current history and what is going on, all I could think of is this is somebody's blog, but I'm not doubting any of it, because our so-called leaders aren't doing a thing for the people. Obama kicks back, plays golf, acts like an arrogant SOB. He's got his veto pen, where he'll just change the law with his phone in his pen. Well, somebody needs to take that pen and shove it where the sun don't shine, because I'm real tired of his pen. And here we are. We're the ones getting screwed. Now, look at our debt. Our debt is astronomical. Our kids, before they're born, I think it came out to they're going to owe like $55,000 a year. Right off the top. Not fair. But if you're listening to what I just read, and the way this country is, and the way this country is going, we are screwed, people. Our kids and grandkids will never know the America that we grew up in. They might know that we once had a constitution, that the President of the United States wiped his butt with and threw it down the drain, because he certainly is not upholding it. And this is what the 25 Republicans that voted against Bonehead have in mind. They want to take us back to the Constitution, where we the people matter. We don't matter to the representatives up there. We don't matter. We get these letters, write these letters, make these phone calls. And what does it do? Nothing, obviously. Because it didn't work. They just smacked the American people once again. And quite frankly, I don't know what more to do. If you're listening, and if you have an idea, give me a call. 347-237-5087. Because I'm livid. I wish I didn't have a dark past. Because I would be running for office. But I'm not going to drag my family or myself through what the media would do. Look at what they're doing to Steve Scalise. 12 years ago, he spoke at a meeting, but people are investigating this. It was never a Ku Klux Klan meeting that he spoke at. And they are holding his feet to the fire. They want him to resign. The media is relentless. But a Democrat, Representative Byrd, he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan for years. And not a peep out of the media. Because we know how biased the media is. The media will not tell the truth. The media will go on and on and on over Bridgegate, that it's already been proven that Chris Christie had nothing to do with it. But yet, it went on for months. And they're still talking about it. And I am not a fan of Chris Christie. Believe me, I am not a fan. I'm talking about the media and what they're doing. Why are they doing it? Well, we already know from those that have left the mainstream media, we already know that they weren't allowed to tell the truth. They weren't allowed to air things that were happening. And we also know that if they did say something that the president wasn't happy with, they would be banned from their press room comp meetings. So everybody tiptoe around Obama. He's the one that was born with a silver freaking spoon in his mouth, and he has the nerve to talk crap about us working people. And that's all they've been doing. You know, for the past 6 years, he's been talking about, oh yeah, we got to do this for the middle class. We've got to build the middle class. We've got to do for the working people. And that's all it is talk. Talk is cheap, Obama. Talk is cheap because actions speak louder than words. Now, I'm hoping and praying that Congress will do something. And as the Speaker of the House, like them or not, which I don't, we the people can write to him. If you go to the Speaker, instead of going to John Boehner's page, if you Google him, Google Speaker of the House, and you can write to him. You can email him, send him messages. Because as the Speaker, he works for us. Not according to what I just read a few minutes ago, but technically, he works for us. So, I've written them before, and I'm going to hold his feet to the fire, and I'm going to continue to hold his feet to the fire. The sad thing for me is I have a very liberal, democratic, useless representative. So I can't even go anywhere. Because if you try to send a message to another representative, they will not, they, you can't get through to their email. It comes back, because I've tried. It comes back saying, oh, I'm sorry, you're not in my district. So we have the new senators, Tom Tillis, backed by rhinos, establishment. You can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to hold his feet to the fire. Because I'm not going to sit back. Now, it's interesting because when Kay Hagan was our senator, I wrote to her. I called her. The only thing I ever got from her was a reply, thank you. And then when I called one time and said, why has she never replied? Well, she's got thousands of people that she represents. She doesn't have time. Oh, well, she didn't have time. She doesn't have a job today. She probably does, probably underhanded doing something for Obama because she voted with him 98% of the time. But unfortunately, so does my representative, David Price. He agrees with what Obama does. He agrees that it's okay for him to break the law. It's sad. And you fight and you fight. And I don't have money. And these reps, they don't even have town hall meetings because they're afraid of the people. They don't want to face us. So, again, like I started to say earlier, with all the technology that we have, there is no reason at all whatsoever for Congress to be in D.C. all the time. No reason. I've been hearing a little bit of chatter about something to that effect. Hopefully, there's Skype. It's the same thing as being there. Not really, because you can't. But it is. And they wouldn't even have to leave the comfort of their own home. And we won't have to pay for hotels for them. And we won't have to pay for their airfare. And we won't have to pay for their haircuts or their meals. Of course they all want their jobs up there. They're living large. And then, of course, everybody who's on K Street who's got their special interests, they're feeding them too. But only at our expense. Because we are the ones, we the people, us peons here, who work so hard to make a good life for ourselves, to have the government taking it. So all you people out there who think Obamacare is so good, how much are you paying for your insurance? How much is your deductible? Do you need any medical devices? Oh, yeah, that's tax now. So the elderly, that need medical devices, that need oxygen, that need a walker or a wheelchair. They're paying taxes. These people have already gone through it. They deserve it. They're the ones who are entitled, not these snot-nosed punks who don't do anything. Now, there's some people who are unemployed who want to work. And I get it. But there, as a majority, over 50% of Americans are on some kind of welfare, whether it be food stamps, SNAP, or anything. We just give. And I'll say it again. You feed them, and they're not going to be able to feed themselves. You teach them how to fish, and they'll be eating for life. And that's how this works. This life works. You teach others. I've taught my kids. I taught my kids well. And this is just really sad how this country is going down. Oh, yeah. And our borders, or lack thereof. I was listening to something the other day. Oh, yeah, it was Chuck Todd. Somebody had posted Chuck Todd, and he thinks that, you know, the people with money need to take their kids out of private school and put them in public school. But he had somebody else on there, and she was saying, oh, but more kids are going into the public schools. Well, they're the illegals that are going into the public schools. Because even people that are not wealthy pulled their kids out of public schools. Because they would rather homeschool than put their kids in a school where they're going to get indoctrinated. And argue with the teacher that, hey, that's not facts. You know, people are entitled to their opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And if they make up their own facts, they're delusional. Totally delusional. So if anybody listening wants to give a call, 347-237-5087. So much anger, you know, that I'm having because of this. And you know, I go with the flow, try to go with the flow. Change things you can. Courage to change the things I can. And wisdom to know the difference. I can change, not just me, we can all change this. We have to continue to fight. And I know there are more and more groups out there that are willing to stand up and fight. There are more and more people, especially with the police situation, more and more people are standing up. Because they believe in the police work. So you don't like the cop that pulled you over. But you were breaking the law. You get a ticket. That's the consequence. We have to continue with these consequences, or it's just going to continue the way it is. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But Brenda, like I said, is under the weather this evening, and I really wanted to do the show tonight because I really needed to get out my frustration. with my hours at work. They're long and I get tired, but I love my job. Things change. They change fast. So I don't have the time as much as I used to do the investigating that I used to. I would really like this year to also see more hearings on Benghazi. I actually think I am going to send a little message to Trey Gowdy. I could send him messages on Facebook because I really would like to know. I would really, really, really like to see a select committee on the IRS, because that is also so against the law. Richard Nixon was made to resign for less than what this administration's doing. And this is just horrible. All right, I am, I want to take a break here for a minute. So go ahead, I'm going to just play, let's see, I've God Bless America in here. Let's go ahead and do that.
And now, please welcome
back our entire cast
to sing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains.
Yeah.
All righty, and there you have it. You know, that song made me think of, we don't have God in our lives the way we used to. Wholeheartedly believe that if we put God back in the schools, put the Pledge of Allegiance back in the schools, that this world would be a lot calmer. But we also have the atheists that want nothing to do with the God. Well, I don't know why somebody would be offended because I believe in something and they don't. If they don't believe God is real, why would they be offended if God is real? That doesn't make sense. Again, it's going back to the control, a kind of control thing, like let's change everybody's way of thinking. But what's the first thing people do, whether you believe in God or not? What's the first thing they do when they're in trouble? God, get me out of this one. I'm sad for those that don't believe in a God. I don't care if it's God or if it's Buddha, just something other than themselves, other than another human being. Because God gives good orderly direction in a day-to-day life. Self will run riot. That's what's going on today. Because so many people don't have God in their lives. And it really makes me sad. But I'm powerless over other people. As long as they don't bother me. Anyway, it's been a long day for me. And we do have the new Congress. And let's all just hope and pray that they get things done. We get back on the right track. And there's no doubt in my mind those 25 reps are going to stand up for us, for the rights of Americans, because God-given rights are really what our amendments are. They are God-given, not government-given. And if I wait for somebody else to protect me, I'm going to end up dead. So, besides, I trust in God. He guides me. Anyway, I've said a whole lot in this past hour, and I don't want to continue to just repeat myself. So what I'm going to do is I am going to play one of my favorite songs by Madison Rising, The Star Spangled Banner. And good night, everybody. And hopefully Brenda will be back next week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Yes, I just love them. If you get a chance to go see them, or you could donate to them at MadisonRising.com. They do so much for the military. They donate their time. So if you get a chance, go see them, go listen to them. And everybody, hopefully Brenda will be feeling better next week, and she'll be here with me. And we can go off on a tangent together. But I am going to call it a night. So everybody, God bless and be well, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in.